This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's happening in the cattle markets?
Well, we had another one of those wild and crazy volatile trading sessions in the cattle complex. As we opened lower, we went down and made new contract lows, and then we recovered and closed with triple-digit gains today. News-wise, there was nothing going on. We're still looking at cash cattle trade mostly being $5, $6, maybe even $7 lower than it was last week. Box beef at midday was up 11 cents on choice, 8 cents on selects, moved 73 loads. So all this made cattle kill 112,000 head, but we saw a very nice technical bounce for the cattle. December cattle, $1.70 higher on the close. Feb cattle, $2.37 higher. Jan feeders up $2.42. March feeders up $2.32. And Feb lean hogs down 2 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
Tom, what's providing the support across the grain markets?
Mostly technical buying. There was really nothing out there positive today. We did see good corn and soybean export sales for the week. But in the year-to-date, for the marketing year, wheat, corn, and soybeans still running well behind last year's pace. Other than that, there was nothing else out there to stimulate upside other than short covering and technical buying. The wheat for the second straight session led upside today. March KC wheat was 9 1/4 higher on the close. July KC up 8 1/4. March Chicago wheat 5 3/4 higher. March corn was up 5.5 cents. July corn closed 4.5 higher. The January and March soybeans came off their highs only to close a penny and a half higher today. And March cotton traded negative today and closed down 104 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.